This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
0.7 WEEI, a radio.com sports station.
Time for Cordishy and Coit. Host Scott Cordishy.
He is essentially sticking up his middle finger to Bill Belichick.
Oh, yeah.
To his former teammates.
You're too old!
To New England fans.
Crushing beers, watching the
football
pass.
Is fun again.
Screw you, Tom.
If you can get AB and he's remorseful, this would be the perfect opportunity for Bill to stick it to Brady.
Nick Coit.
The 2-2 pitch. Yeah.
The Paw Sox win it! Cole Sturgeon sends the Paw Sox off in style.
Whether it be Bill Wanless, Lou Schweckheimer, Mike Tamburo, Mike Gwynn, and of course, the great Ben Mondor.
I wonder what Bill Wanless is going to do. Such a great guy.
That's his life, never mind his career.
I know he listens to the show.
Good morning, Bill.
Yeah, good morning, Bill.
3.7
WEEI. Great Mark Daniels.
The great.
Right.
I'm sorry. The great Mark Daniels.
Has mastered the art of somehow holding his phone up to his binoculars and taking a photo through his. He can take a pretty damn good long distance shot.
It's time for Cordishy and Coit on Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI.
Yeah.
Here's your host, Scott Cordishy and Nick Coit.
That freedom represents the people who's fighting for their rights and who's fighting for their freedom.
American, fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
Woo! Welcome back. Hour number two, Cordishy and Coit and WEEI. Happy 4th of July, everybody. Our listener texted in and he said, I will donate to the Rhode Island Special Olympics today. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's right. Awesome.
Now that's a real American brother.
That's America. That's Americana right there.
There you go.
Woo!
Our number two, Cordishy and Coit on WEEI. And ladies and gentlemen, Nick Coit is going to tell us why he is flip-flopping.
All right. So I want to be consistent here because I think a few months ago we were talking about what the Patriots are going to do at the quarterback position. And we brought up some of the free agents that were going to be out there. And I believe at the time, I'm not totally sure, I haven't listened back to it, but I believe at the time when Scott brought up the name Cam Newton, my immediate reaction was something along the lines of, ew, no. I believe that's sort of where I was. And here's why. So, first off, I'm expecting at the time Cam Newton's going to get some sort of deal money-wise that is, even if it is 1 year, it's going to be, I don't know, $8 to $10 million. Like a guy like Marcus Mariota got, what, $7.5 million to be maybe a backup in Oakland. You know, even a guy like Andy Dalton's going to be a backup, but he's getting a few million bucks a year. So I'm thinking Cam Newton, former MVP, if the Patriots want to bring somebody in like him, even if it is a one-year deal, it's going to be for some
I thought it was a minimum of a $10 million price taggy per year.
So that's why I said, no way, oft-injured guy. But the real reasons were, you know, Dana Cranston sort of hinted toward this. You know, I always had this perception of Cam Newton. It wasn't good. I thought he
diva.
He was,
or what did you think?
Maybe, I mean,
what
just a big ego, okay. A bit of a diva. The two things that rubbed me the wrong way with Newton were the way that he handled himself in that Super Bowl 50, which one, not diving in the fumble, but two,
they were 15-1 that year, weren't they?
Oh yeah. They were unbelievable. Man, he was
14-0.
He was unbelievable that year. But he's doing all the showboating, doing all this stuff, doesn't dive on the fumble, and then after the game, he goes up to the podium and acts like an absolute crybaby. I mean, it was epic, epic crybaby stuff. It was just like, you're the franchise quarterback. You've been showboating all year, and that's how you're going to handle yourself? So that rubbed me completely the wrong way. The second thing was, do you remember the press conference he had a few years ago where there was a female reporter that was asking him, you know, a pretty specific question about, you know, receivers and route running and whatnot?
Yes.
And he said to her, it's really funny to hear, it's really strange to hear a female talk about routes. I mean, that blew up. And that rubbed me the wrong way because it's like, you know what, Cam? We're living in whatever year that was, 2017. Like, Cam, that's not okay to say. It's not okay to think that. It's she's a hardworking reporter that's asking you a question. That's how you're gonna demean her like that. So those two things rub me the wrong way with Cam Newton. From what I've heard this week, and I talked to a friend of mine who's a reporter down in Raleigh. Her name's Bridget Condon, and she had good insight into covering the Panthers and covering Cam. He's a guy that, despite all that stuff, off the field, he's been tremendous in the community down there, whether it's Charlotte, whether it's anywhere in the Carolinas. He's been tremendous to them. You know, there's been some videos that have surfaced of him visiting sick kids in the hospital, those sorts of things, which always, those are always like, well, you tip your cap because those are really tremendous. He's meant a lot down there. And I think these big things that we've seen maybe in some ways were not misrepresented, because I think anything you do can represent you, but maybe that's the only reason we had this perception was because those are the things that blew up nationally. We don't see some of the other stuff. But besides all that, all my thoughts on Cam Newton, when you find out that the Patriots are signing him for the contract that they are signing him at, you absolutely 10 times out of 10, you bring him in.
And the reason you don't worry about that other stuff that you just alluded to is because you know Belichick won't hesitate to cut him before the season.
Exactly.
If he feels that other stuff is an issue.
Completely.
Right?
And if it is, he's only, one, he has only himself to blame. And two, it works to his detriment because he's not going to be able to earn the money that he can through all those incentives. There is motivation there. So for Bill Belichick to sign Cam Newton to this contract is, I mean, it's a great job by Bill getting him in here on that. And you do that 10 times out of 10, putting everything else aside. So if you're not signing him to the deal that I thought you might have to sign him to in March, it changes my opinion.
Did I read correctly, too, and if this is the case, I can remember the two games. Did I read correctly that Cam Newton's 2-0 against Belichick?
I believe so. But
so I remember there was a game here in Foxborough 2-3 years ago. I don't remember when it
2018.
Was.
2018.
Okay.
Yep.
2 years ago.
Week
here.
Four, I think.
And then it was the Luke Kuechly pass interference on Gronkowski that wasn't called in the back of the end zone in Carolina.
Yep.
So those are the two games. I don't know if there's been any other matchups. I thought I read where Newton is 2-0 against Belichick.
Newton was very good in that game in Foxborough a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
He led them on a game-winning drive to win that game. Not a lot of teams, not a lot of quarterbacks come into Foxborough and beat the Patriots with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. They just, they don't do that. Yep. So I'm sure. And Belichick at the time was very complimentary of him. Actually, I think he called him public enemy number one when trying to defend him, but that's the kind of respect that he has for him.
I just hope, and I have no reason to believe that this isn't the case, I just hope that Cam Newton is as motivated as he's ever been. Just like we believe Tom Brady is in Tampa Bay to go out and prove all the his doubters wrong, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't stay healthy. You can't stay on the field. Other teams didn't want to give you a shot. Nobody was interested in you as this offseason. I hope he comes here with a gigantic chip on his shoulder, and I hope he keeps his head on. You know, I don't want him to go crazy. That stuff can, you know, play to your detriment if you let it, you know, weigh on you too much. I'd love to see him just say, all right, Bill, let's do this, you know?
For Cam, it's all in his paycheck. It's all in his paycheck.
Because the one thing those two guys like to do is win, just like Tom Brady.
Of course.
Right?
Of course. But that's the thing is, it's only, as you said, to his detriment, and it's going to hurt his wallet. And I know he's, I mean, he's signed big money deals before, so it's not like he's hurting for cash. But
you know what? This text bothers me. And I'm going to address it right now.
Here comes the Fighting Irish.
Yeah, you're right.
Here he goes.
You're right. From the 860 in Connecticut. When you guys evaluate white players, it's all about their game, what they do on the field. When you guys evaluate black players, it's all about their behavior. Very strange. Screw you, pal, and the horse you rode into town on, okay? Because you haven't listened to this show long enough to know that I have criticized Tom Brady and his sideline demeanor and behavior. There were games in his career when he cried like a baby on the sideline, he pouted, and I was all over him on this radio show saying that the team follows his lead. And I was pissed off that he'd be sulky, whiny, pouty on the sideline instead of going and pumping up his teammates saying, hey, we're still in this. We still get a chance to win. So don't throw that crap at me or Nick, because that's a bunch of crap. That's race baiting is what that is. That's all that is.
I'm not going to entertain it because it's not true, and it's not the way that we talk about things on this show. It's not the mentality, so I'm not going to.
Now, the texter just texted back. When I say you guys, I'm painting with a broad brush. I'm talking about WEEI behavior. Again, I'm not speaking for any other host. I'm speaking for me. I'm speaking for Nick.
Yep.
So that is not the case.
That's why Providence needs their own text line.
What's that? Yeah, that's right.
You're right.
That's right.
Nah, you know what? 11 o'clock every Saturday, they go nuts in Boston with all the Providence texters blowing up their stuff.
Do they?
Oh, I know.
Every Saturday.
Hey, whatever.
It's hilarious.
Sorry, boys.
But what happened?
Mac and Hat.
So what happens between 9 and 11? Isn't Mark and Hart on up there?
Yeah, but Kitchen and, well, Coit and Gondaro this week is on 9 to 11. So it's dual, so they're fighting through the
text, yeah. You know. They're coming in for both shows.
No, it should be a separate. I wish we had a separate line.
Yeah.
Because sometimes
what's
we'll get
great
text
is
too.
We don't have competition about. They're syndicated right now, so the texts that are coming in are for us only.
Yeah.
Because they're not running local live programming right now.
Actually, and I think that's been for Mark and Ben after us, I think that does become an issue with the text line because those shows start to overlap.
Thanks for listening. We just talked about that 2 minutes ago.
Did you?
The hell have you been?
Sorry.
The co-hosts aren't listening.
You just pulled a Cordishy.
I did. I'm sorry. I just looked at my phone. Yeah. Sorry about that.
And welcome to the show, Nick.
Yeah, right? Thanks. No, I thought you were talking about how it happens at 11, not at 9. I thought you were talking about when 9.
No. He said 11. Then I said, no, that happens to be 9 and 11 because I said, I said Mark with a C and James and Andy Hart come on at 9 in Boston, and you got Dondero and Kitchen on at 9 here. So they have to weed through the text because they're coming in for both shows.
Okay. It's because I come in at 11 to do the production work, but you're absolutely right.
Right.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay,
I got a text. Hey, my best friend just got engaged, all right? I'm just looking at some of the texts here, okay?
That's from last hour. Come on. All right, I've got two things I want to talk about when we come back. Number one, you're never going to believe this story out of Alabama. It blows my mind how dumb some people can be. And number two, I'm going to tell you one of the benefits of this pandemic that we are currently living through.
Okay.
I'll share those two stories with you when we come back on Cordishy and Coit on WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.